Bob Mitzia, Perk Des, Mishnah Dalit. Hamakabel Sodom Echaveroi. It's interesting, we had in Mishnah Beis, Hamakabel Sodom Echaveroi, and it meant any type of case, a Soicher, a Choicher, an Oris. In Mishnah Gimel, it was where they have an arrangement that he's going to pay him a certain amount of the crop. It's only by an Oris. This Mishnah is only going to be by a Choicher. We'll see by Hamshcha Mishnah. Kabel Sodom Echaveroi, where Reuven gave a field to Shimon, and Shimon is going to pay a certain amount of bushels of wheat. Not a percentage of the wheat that grew, a certain amount, a set amount. V'loi rotzol nakish, he doesn't want to weed. He doesn't want to pull out the bad grass that grows. V'amaloi ma'ichpas l'cho, hoil v'ani nois l'cho chakoyru. What do you care? I'm giving you what you're supposed to get. I'm giving you that amount of bushels. What do you care if the field is taken care of or the field's not taken care of? You're getting your cut, your amount. The field has not worked as well as it could have or should have been because it's not being developed properly. Weeds choke out some of the growth, but I promised you a certain amount. It's not a matter of percentage. That's why the Mishnah is talking about Dafka in this case. Ain't Shaymin Loi. Neshiyochel Loi Maloi, the owner of the field, says, part of the arrangement is I'm giving it to you this year, and it's for me, it's pure profit because I don't have to work in the field. The understanding is that you're going to get most of the profit. You're going to give me, let's say, a third of what's grown. But part of that is an understanding that after that next year, I will come back to working in the field. If the field is overrun with weeds, then next year's work is going to be that much harder. So part of this year's arrangement is an understanding of the norm that I'll get back the field in decent shape next year, and I won't because of the weeds. Tomorrow you're going to leave this field. I'm going to get the field with weeds. That's not within the realm of understanding. The choicher is mechuyev to pull up the weeds. Mishnah Hay. Mekabel soda mechaver v'loy osaso. He was mekabel soda. Again, this is only by risus, only where it's a percentage of the crop that's given to the balabos. V'loy osaso, the field didn't produce. Nothing was done wrong over here. He didn't leave it fallow. He didn't let the weeds overrun the field. Lamaisa, the field only produced very little. Im yeshba kidei lahamid kri, if even with the field producing very poor crop this year, it produces a minimal amount. What's the minimal amount? A kri. What's a kri? So the Rav says, and it seems that the Hesber is that after they cut the tvua, they would then do what's known in Hilchos Shabbos as Zriya, which means they throw the tvua up in the wind, and the wind separates the chaff, the basic chaff. So now the tvua is a lot lighter. So you have a pile, you make a big pile in Arimo. That's also one of the obvious malachas, is making that pile in the field of all the tvua. Ma'amer, it's called, making an Arimo. You make that pile, and it's a big enough pile that the whole kli that was used for the Zriya is covered. This kli was called a reches, and the amount of tefillah that you need to fill up that kli is korv l'sosayim. Not a sosayim, it's korv l'sosayim. So then the halach is that amount of tefillah is considered significant enough that chayv l'tapobo. You can say the taina of the sharecropper is looks for that amount. I went to working the whole field. He sees in the middle of the year that it's just not it's not worth it. Comes the harvest. It's not worth him hiring workers and dealing with it. He'd rather cut his losses and move on to something else and not make any profit. But no, there's the Balabais' profit that he has to cover. If not, it's the same thing as leaving a field fallow. So Mela, the minimal amount of a crop that's understood to be a crop that he would have to be metapobo is this Lahamid Kri. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mak Kitzvah B'Kri. Well, what type of... How could he make a certain amount? What's the field? What's the profit margin? What's being produced? Elam Yeshbo Kedei Nefilo. He gives a different shear. Nefilo is the Mishnah's way of referring to the seeds that were thrown. They fall into the field, so to speak. So if the amount of tvua that grows is going to cover at least the seeds that were put in, that's a minimal amount. And that's not a subjective amount. That's not an amount of weight. That's an amount, ki'ilu, kiviyachol, to cover these seeds this investment, so that would be considered enough of an investment that he'd be mechuyev to keep it up. That's the shiur of Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha isn't like Rabbi Yehuda.